Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the laws, and the judgments, which the Lord Jehovah your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it, that you might fear the Lord Jehovah your God, to keep all his laws and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord Jehovah, God of your fathers, has promised you, in the land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord Jehovah, our God is one Lord Jehovah, and you shall love the Lord Jehovah, your God, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words, which I command you this day, shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. And it shall be, when the Lord Jehovah, your God, has brought you into the land which he swore to your forefathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you large and wonderful cities, which you did not build, and houses full of all good things, which you did not fill, and wells dug, which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees, which you did not plant, when you shall have eaten and are full. Then beware, lest you forget the Lord Jehovah, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. You shall fear, revere the Lord Jehovah, your God, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people who are all around you, because the Lord Jehovah your God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord Jehovah your God be kindled against you, and destroy you from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord Jehovah your God, as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord Jehovah your God, and his testimonies and his laws which he has commanded you. And you shall do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord Jehovah swore to your forefathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord Jehovah has spoken. And when your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What do the testimonies, the laws, and the judgments mean, which the Lord Jehovah our God has commanded you?" then you shall say to your son, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord Jehovah brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord Jehovah showed signs and wonders, great and mighty, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he swore to our forefathers. And the Lord Jehovah commanded us to do all these laws, to fear, revere the Lord Jehovah our God, for our own good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord Jehovah our God, as he has commanded us."